an amazing choir. What an amazing faith. What an amazing church. We may be small, but aren't we powerful? Oh, so much energy and beauty with that. Thank you. Thank you, Bonnie, for training and working with everyone. It's just, yeah. And now it's time for our speaker, and that's our very own Reverend Connie Beth Grady. Haven't heard anything yet. Good morning, everybody. It's such a beautiful day, and hasn't it been such a beautiful week? I don't know how anybody cannot be in this earth on this day and not be blessed, not feel that vibration. However, there's a lot of things going on in the world, a lot of things we have to think about. And I'll just start out. In 1971, I want to say something about, to begin where I want to start. My first husband had passed away, and my teacher, Virginia, had a beautiful service for him. And he was young, and we'd lived lots of places, so there it was really a very large memorial service. And my aunt asked some people around, "That's the most beautiful service. What religion are they?" And they said, "Oh, spiritualist." Well, about a week later, I get the most fearful, hateful letter I've ever received. It was all about, if your father knew about these things, what you were doing, he'd be rolling over in his grave. Well, you know, isn't it strange how someone of another faith that has been taught all the fear, but when they heard the beauty, they thought it was so beautiful. But when they found the source, oh, they turned to fear. Well, this week, I have received two phone calls. And, you know, I'm very concerned about some of the laws that are trying to be passed in this state. And a gentleman called and wanted to know if we did same-sex marriages. And I said, "Oh, yes, we do. And I'm very honored to do so." He said, "May I ask you what you believe in your church?" And so I told him. He said, "Well, I just want you to know you're going straight to hell. And you don't believe in God at all." And we got another call. And I started thinking, oh, isn't it strange when something stirs the pot and someone feels that all of a sudden they are not, they don't understand what's going on, but the fear has been broadcast across the airways. It's like they take on this fear and feel like it's their responsibility to tell the world that you're going to hell. Well, you know, when I got that letter, I was fortunate enough to talk to Spirit. And my father said, "Why don't you just write her back and say, my dad would love the fact that I was searching for God, and in this place, I found God." Well, you know what? I did find God a little bit at that time, but I'd only been in that religion for 2 years at that time. And I thought, I can't write that letter because I'm not satisfied yet that I truly understand what God is yet. I haven't put the laws that I'm learning into practice enough to feel certain of my conviction. And later on, I decided, why waste my pen time? It won't do any good. It absolutely won't do any good. But I hear all of these things, and I hear about God gave his only begotten son to die and bleed on the cross for our sins. What a cruel God would do that. What kind of a God would do that? Well, let me tell you something. We here do believe in the things that Jesus taught and Jesus said. But you have to be awakened into a fact that there's more to understanding than what we have heard in the past. For instance, Jesus not once claimed that he was the only begotten Son of God. What he did say is, we have to surrender ourselves. Well, you see, in metaphysics, we learned that there's a material mind or a surface mind, and there's a God mind. And in that material mind, we collect all of those beautiful things and all of our fears that are stored in the subconscious mind. And when the fears outweigh the beautiful things, we become very cautious. And we start looking at groups. And we become afraid to think outside of this box for fear we're not going to be accepted, or for fear that we might have, that those people might be telling the truth, that we might end up in hell. Well, if you think that way long enough, guess what? You're thinking that, you're focusing on that, and you're so much in a box that you actually have submerged yourself in some form of hell, because you're looking at all the negative things and all of the destructive things. You see, Jesus taught of releasing and letting go of the old ways and start a new belief that will open up something to the fact, the awareness of when he taught, the same Father lives in you that lives in me, actually connecting that we're all one no matter what our belief, that we're all one. We're all children of God. And no time except in our thinking can we ever be separated only by consciousness from God. Now you might say, how do I know? How can I connect? The most important thing on the spiritual path is realizing that you do have these beliefs that are negative, and you do have these fears. And it's having the courage of allowing those to be released and let go so that you might focus on something beautiful to begin to stimulate that God mind, to begin. When you stimulate that God mind, then it begins to stimulate that heart center that begins to open up in love, that allows us to start thinking differently in a positive, more open-minded way. Jesus also spoke of, don't be so concerned about the appearances. Maybe we should take this in to our hearts right now.